This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition, I have a relatively new guest to the show, but again, another guest that I have a lot of time for. His name is Christopher Aaron. He is the founder and editor of iGoldAdvisor.com. Christopher focuses very much on precious metals as well as some select precious metal stocks that he is holding. He shares all that information with his subscribers, and Christopher has been sharing a lot of information with us on our show recently, and that's why I'm going to be spending the next two segments with him. We will be talking about precious metals, but to start us off, Christopher, there is an interesting correlation, relationship between the U.S. dollar and the U.S. equity markets right now. The U.S. dollar has been in a fairly significant downtrend for this whole year, and a lot of that is simply due to the euro strength, just because the euro makes up just under 60% of the dollar index. But can you take us through what your big picture analysis has been focused on the U.S. dollar and the U.S. equity markets?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. It's great to be speaking with you again. Big picture macro analysis here, I think, is really important because these markets are all stretched to historic extremes when we look at broad asset comparison. So specifically, the U.S. dollar we have seen is hitting multi-decade highs over the last couple of months, and just coming off of those highs today, significant weakness today and over the last several weeks. And the interesting part of this is that you've had this correlation between the U.S. dollar and U.S. stocks, as you mentioned. And of course, everyone knows the S&P 500 is at a new all-time high, as is the NASDAQ, as is the Dow. Now, over the last couple of days, we have seen this drop in the U.S. stock market, and simultaneously, we have seen a drop in the value of the U.S. dollar. So over the short run here, this positive correlation between stocks and the U.S. dollar is very important to keep aware of. Just to rewind in history for listeners, if they did not live through this period so intensely or if they were not monitoring these correlations, back in 2008, the crash that lasted 2008 into the spring of 2009, the U.S. stock market was also at an all-time high, coming off of an all-time high. And as that crash unfolded, we saw almost a perfect inverse correlation between the stock market and the U.S. dollar. So in other words, on days where the stock market was dropping significantly, you saw the safe haven bid of last resort go into the U.S. dollar. And of course, this put negative pressure on the precious metals and commodities. We had big drops down in gold and silver and in oil as this was happening. So the point of the last couple of days is to say that we are seeing this simultaneous drop this time in the stock market and the U.S. dollar. And the bigger picture perspective here, of course, is to keep in mind that the stock market is at an all-time high and the dollar is at a multi-decade high. And so I think the ramifications, if both of these markets were to come off those all-time highs simultaneously, the ramifications for the other safety assets may be fairly significant.
Now, Christopher, what about the argument that what was driving the U.S. equity markets over the last few months was international money flowing in, and for this money to buy U.S. equities, it had to obviously be converted into U.S. dollars, and that was providing a buy. Recently, what we've been seeing over the last couple weeks, even up to a month, is money again flow into European ETFs, even some other international ETFs, and flow out of the U.S. stock market and U.S. equity ETFs. Is it more of a play by maybe some international sources that are getting out of the U.S.?
This very well could be going on. We've seen a lot, of course, of international money coming into various markets over the last several years, including the real estate markets. I know especially where you're located, there's been heavy demand coming from Asian buyers into those markets. So, of course, we have a number of cross flows that are impacting world markets at this time. I tend to focus on the currency cross pairs and the commodity markets at this time. And, of course, keeping an eye on the U.S. stock market, which has led most major world markets out of the recovery of the crash. And just to look, for example, at the euro-U.S. dollar cross pair, and of course this is the largest cross pair that makes up the dollar index. This is 57% of the dollar index. And there's actually an article, Corey, that I will share the link for on your webpage. I would appreciate if you would make that available for subscribers. But an article that I wrote a few weeks ago looking at the U.S. dollar versus the euro. And the analysis that I am suggesting here is that the euro has formed a multi-decade low of similar magnitude to the low that was formed between 2000 and 2002. And there's some charts there in that article that will make this case. But I think the low that we are seeing here that formed just over the last couple of years and we're, over the last couple of months in the euro, mind you, this occurred amidst the greatest fears of the euro. So we had fears following Brexit. We had fears following the Italian constitutional referendum. This reached a fever pitch when the markets were pricing in some possibility of a Le Pen victory in the French election. This did not play out, but I believe when you study the charts here, it looks like the euro made a final capitulation low back in December and January of this past year. And my analysis shows that the last significant low of this magnitude that happened again from 2000 to 2002 corresponded with the beginning of the rise in commodities and precious metals that happened around that time frame. So I would say very important for listeners to pay attention to the Euro-USD cross pair over the next several months.
So again, in summary, talking about safe haven plays, the U.S. dollar, maybe not so much a safe haven as viewed by investors right now, and eventually you would think if the markets do continue to move down and if investors do continue to look at where they can be protected, kind of the last resort, isn't it, into the precious metals?
Yeah, and this is sort of the big question. When does this happen? When does psychology change? And let's admit, this is all a question of market psychology.
When does,
so when do sufficient participants, especially big institutional or sovereign wealth fund money, when do they start saying, let's pull some of that money out of the U.S. dollar, which is falling with the U.S. stock market? When do we put even a fraction of that money into the metals or the metal equities? And the leverage effect that could happen from these relatively small markets in the grand scheme of things will be significant. Now, the big one that I'm watching is the U.S. bond market. So still today, over the last couple of days, we saw U.S. bonds get a safe haven bid even as the U.S. dollar was dropping. So people do not want to be holding U.S. dollars in the short run, but they're willing to still hold them over the long run. I think that's the big one to watch. When we see some sort of a positive correlation between weakness in the U.S. dollar and weakness in U.S. bonds, that will be a fairly significant signal to watch.
Very significant in that sense. And who knows, there are some bond vigilantes that I think are still out there. But man, the treasury market has still been fairly strong and is still holding up at these levels. And again, we do need to consider what the Fed might do, because right now the markets are still pricing in another rate hike. And these rate hikes don't seem to be helping the U.S. dollar level on its index. So always something to consider. Christopher, I'm having you back on next segment. We're going to talk a bit more about the metal stocks in terms of majors versus juniors. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with my conversation with Christopher Aaron, founder of iGoldAdvisor.com. Now, Christopher, let's talk a bit about the gold market. but in terms of different sectors, as in juniors versus majors, in terms of minors and how their share price is performing. There's been some discrepancies that you're watching and have been sharing with your subscribers. Can you please share some of these technical signals that you're watching, please?
Yeah, so let's look at this a little bit in more detail. So, of course, if you are a precious metals investor, you may also be interested in the equities that we are attempting to leverage the gains in the metals. Of course, over the long run, on short-term periods, sometimes the mining equities underperform, sometimes they outperform. There's all sorts of short-term gyrations that can happen there. But the ratio that I've been following quite closely for the last number of years is the ratio between the seniors and the juniors. So we're looking at a ratio of the GDX fund divided by the GDXJ fund. And basically what this ratio shows us is the relative strength of the large cap equities in the gold and silver mining world versus the small cap equities. And the interesting thing is that if you plot this ratio and then immediately below it plot the prices of the metals themselves, you will see quite clearly that when this ratio is rising in favor of the seniors, it tends to be during the periods of time that the metals themselves are actually falling. So essentially what you are seeing is speculative interest in attempting to leverage the metals through ownership of the small cap equities. You're seeing that money flee the sector when the ratio is rising toward the seniors. Now, the ratio topped out in 2015, and this was something that I was looking at that was hinting that perhaps there's the beginning of a new leg higher forming in the precious metals. Amidst the decline in the ratio in favor of the juniors over the last couple of years, you do have countercyclical movements. For example, last fall we had a countercyclical movement in favor of the seniors. And now, just over the last several months, basically from February until just last week, you had a countercyclical movement in favor of the seniors. Of course, this corresponded with some of the declines, again, that we saw in the metals. Now, the interesting thing here is when you plot a relative strength, an RSI indicator, which measures the momentum of the movement from the juniors into the seniors. In other words, how strongly are investors seeking the relative safety of the seniors? This was the most overbought that the seniors have been relative to the juniors since the absolute low in 2015. So what this momentum indicator is signaling to me is that there was a significant low that set up in the sector just last week of similar magnitude as we saw at the later stages of 2015.
So when we do see money flow into the larger cap companies, you can also make the argument that this is bigger institutions that are coming into the sector because, quite frankly, they don't necessarily want to dabble in some of the smaller, more speculative plays, but they do want exposure to the stocks. Is this part of your analysis as well, figuring where the big money is going in terms of when we see a turn?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great point. I absolutely think that pretty much the only interest in the sector right now, aside from the hardcore precious metals investors who will be in the sector through thick and thin, the only interest that we're seeing right now is from institutional money taking some dabbling in the large cap names, you know, the Goldcorps, the Newmonts, etc. And there's nothing wrong with these names. I think in a rising metals price environment, you will see these stocks over the long run outperform the metals themselves. But that said, the real sort of potential for life-altering types of gains, you know, the 500,000, 2,000% gains that we've seen in some of the previous cycles, does come from owning the undervalued deposits that then become fairly valued. And these tend to be the juniors. And we see still just continuous lack of interest in the juniors right now. I think the point that you made was right on. It's the institutional money coming in right now. They can't move into a $30 million or $100 million market cap company that is held two-thirds by some of the smaller funds that exist in the space, so they have to move into the larger names. You know, if we look at, there's this fund that I follow, which is the Volume, the ticker symbol is G-O-E-X, and I'm not recommending the fund, but this owns a basket of about 50 exploration stocks, and we see the lowest volume in this fund since the September-October 2015 timeframe. So in my experience, I would say yes, we're just seeing there's a real lack of interest in the sector right now, and as a contrarian, you have to try to take the other side of that trade. If you believe in the long-term thesis of this that we are suggesting here, this may be a time to sort of front-run some of the money that is going to come into the sector a little bit later on in the cycle.
Absolutely. And I guess one good thing that we can say about when there isn't that much emphasis or that much attention being paid to the sector is that when the money does flow in, that can really lead to some very big gains. But Christopher, we do need to talk about, I think, the makeup of GDXJ, because when we are comparing GDX and GDXJ, considering the news that just came out over the past couple weeks regarding the rebalancing of GDXJ, how do you think this is impacting investors' sentiment and mentality towards the sector?
Yeah, this is an excellent question. It's a great issue. It's so interesting. I mean, if you pull up a GDXJ chart going back a number of years, this is forming one of the clearest long-term bottoms that I could ask for as a technical analyst. I'm talking below the 50 level on the GDXJ. It's currently closing today at 33 and change. In this basing process, you're looking at this happen between the lows of 15 and the highs of 50. And I know this sounds like a huge range, and I'm not suggesting that that every point within this range is equally viable for entry points. But when you look at where this fund came from, and it's been basing within this range of 15 and 50 since the middle of 2013. When you look at where this fund was at some of the highs in 2011, up around $145 a share, what it shows you is that there is this stage one base here forming in the junior mining sector. Now, over the short run, yeah, and we can even call this intermediate run, there's been some extreme fear about this rebalancing.
There are other people out there looking at this opportunity of this rebalancing as a great investment strategy, and I think that it is for at least the short term. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. And I have on the line with me David Erfley, the junior miner junkie.com. He writes a newsletter that is focused on fundamental and technical analysis on junior mining stocks. And we're going to talk about some of the news that we had this week out of junior mining companies and actually some larger companies. But first of all, David, let's talk about what you're focused on in your newsletter and where you're investing your money. Chatting with you off mic, you were saying you're not adding any producers to your portfolio, but you are watching where these producers are spending their money. Can you please elaborate on this?
Sure, Corey. It's very important, I feel, here at this juncture of the new bull market to focus on what the majors are focusing on. In other words, follow the money. You see what they're buying and what they're investing in. You see them taking 10 to 20% positions in a lot of these developers or early exploration stage companies. You just saw that Eldorado just took out Integra, which they already had a small stake in. If you follow what these companies are doing, in other words, you see that they've taken out Integra, you say to yourself, okay, what other companies are out there that a major has a percentage stake in or they could have a percentage stake in the very near future? So if you concentrate on those companies, which have been bifurcating from the sector, because I feel it really doesn't matter what the gold price does here as far as these companies are concerned.
So, David, what does this Eldorado that acquired Integra mean to you for this general market? Because it was only a few weeks ago that we saw Sandstorm acquire Mariana Resources for their Hot Maden project in Turkey. But Integra is in a different area. And as you mentioned, Eldorado already had a equity position in Integra. But now this is another company that is being snatched up.
Yeah, well, I feel Eldorado sees the writing on the wall like all these other major mining companies, that they need to replace their ounces, and they need to replace them with high-grade ounces as opposed to the low-grade ounces they already have on the books, which they mistakenly purchased in 2010, 2011. And as far as Eldorado is concerned, most of their operations are in Turkey and Brazil and Greece. So all three of those areas, I feel, have some issues. And Integra's in Quebec, which really doesn't have that many issues. So I think they're trying to diversify away from some of the countries they're already in. They've already sold their Chinese assets. So a lot of these majors, the companies that they're getting into, are in safer jurisdictions.
Quebec is such a hotbed here recently, David. We've seen a lot of money being raised in this area and a lot of money being spent in the ground. I know talking to a number of companies that we cover in Quebec, they're saying that it's taking almost double the time to get some of their assay results back because the labs are so overwhelmed with the amount of drill core that they've received. Is this going to continue to be a hotbed in your eyes and a good investment opportunity?
Absolutely. You know, I was an early player in the Windfall District when I saw this happening. And when you have a company drilling 400,000 meters on one deposit, that's going to tie up some labs, yeah. And a lot of the companies around there are benefiting from what they're doing as far as bringing attention to the sector, because there's a lot of near-surface high-grade there that they're running into. And a lot of the companies around there are on trend of that deposit. So I got into those, fortunately, early as well.
What's so interesting about this Windfall Lake District is this is a known mining jurisdiction, but it seems like these companies have come in over this last bear market and taken a renewed look at the geology and the rocks that they're encountering, and that has renewed the interest in this sector. It's not all that different than what we're seeing in some other areas, but as you mentioned, the amount of drilling and the amount of money being spent here is catching a lot of people's attention. Do you think that it might be overdone in a sense because of all the interest that has flooded into this area that was known, but now people are taking a different look at it?
Well, I don't think it's overdone in the fact that the gold is there. I mean, they're proving that the gold is there and it's at surface and it's high grade and there's infrastructure there, and Quebec writes you a check for 35% of your exploration expenditures also. So you tie all that in together with a safe jurisdiction and high grade gold and getting money basically being paid to explore. It's really not surprising that the area has become so popular.
Now I want to switch focus because there is another company that you follow that you brought up the chart to me, and you pointed out that this stock actually put in its bottom, more of a saucer-like bottom, in 2014, almost ahead of when the market turned. We're talking about Treasury Metals here. Their project is right next door to Quebec in Ontario, northwestern Ontario, actually. But an interesting chart where, as you mentioned, the stock did bottom in 2014. Why do you like Treasury Metals?
Yes, Treasury Metals is a company I've been following for a really long time. I've been in and out of it. And I really like Treasury Metals right here because I feel it has a chance to be a sleeper stock. They recently hired a high-profile CEO, Chris Stewart, and he has managed to put a very good timeline together to construction. And also, they just raised $8 million. And I think that has a lot to do with them being able to raise the $8 million, him being the CEO, and him having access to capital. They're currently in the middle of a 30,000-meter drill program, which will tie in to proving up their deposit, I think, to possibly 2 million ounces, which is in Ontario. It's south of Red Lake, right next to a town called Dryden, and there's infrastructure there, there's power there, everything's there, and they proved up an open pit deposit, but now they're proving up underground high grade, which is historical, and they're working off these historical targets, and their resource update is going to be out, I think, in the middle of this year, and this will tie in their results that they're drilling right now and also results from 2016. So they've got a lot of drill results and information that's going to go into this new 43-101. And I think the market has recognized this week, because by Tuesday, yesterday, the weekly volume in the share price, it already eclipsed any other weekly volume for the past 5 years. So I think the market is catching on to this story slowly.
Well, I personally like these stories that are cashed up or putting the money into the ground, and also have a resource estimate coming out that should be a nice improvement from what they have on paper before. All of this plays into the bigger picture of companies continuing to develop their properties and spend money that has been raised. But just as a very quick comment here, David, how do you feel about all the money that has been raised recently and these shares that are going to be coming free trading over summer?
Yeah, that's a good point. You really have to watch these high risk early stage exploration plays that have been cashed up recently. You have to watch their drill results, and if the market doesn't like their drill results, by the time the shares become free trading 4 months later, the stock price will get hit.
Absolutely.
So that is a very good point. So you have to know where the money is coming from when you invest in these things. If it's coming from a major, you don't have to worry about shares coming back into the market 4 months later. But if it's coming from a private placement of just retail investors, then you really have to be on guard.
Especially for how much these retail investors have been burned recently over the bear market, and even, I believe, last year when we had that big spike. The people are searching for cash and searching for some short-term gains, and that can always lead to some selling when these shares come free trading. But you bring up a good point. If a major is taking a lot of these shares, then they're not in it for the short-term gains. David, it's great chatting with you, and I do recommend everybody checking out David's newsletter, JuniorMinerJunkie.com. Thanks for your time, David.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oil. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody has enjoyed this weekend edition. There were some interesting moves in the markets that we saw this week that has given us a fair bit to talk about. And again, I think the takeaway from at least a second hour talking about the metals is that this pop is nice, but let's not get all too excited about it because there are still some levels that stocks and the metals do need to take out to truly turn some of the charts bullish. But we're not going to talk about the charts in this segment because I am chatting with Joe Mazumdar. He is Brent Cook's partner over at Exploration Insights. And Joe, let's recap what we saw last year and compare it to this year for the price of gold. Last year, the big driver in the gold price was ETF demand. There was a lot of money that flew into these precious metals ETFs, and then they actually flew right out of them after about halfway through the year. This year, though, what is the blend that you're seeing as the driver behind the metals?
Thanks for having me again, Corey. Yeah, I absolutely agree that right now with the ETFs driving the bus with respect to the gold price, I mean, in terms of the way we think about the ETF demand is that there's a portion of it that's long hold that stays no matter what, and it's just a part of someone's portfolio allocation, and there's another part that's speculative, and it's that speculative part that's driving the gold price and creating a lot of volatility for us. It's the volatility that we have seen and potentially we will see going forward, but still we're sort of range bound between like 1220 to now we're seeing 1250 today. And as we look at companies, you know, cash flowing companies right now, producers, a lot of them still are a little bit challenged in terms of generating free cash flow right now in this current price environment.
So, Joe, let's talk about what you're looking at for these companies, because you mentioned that you're looking at how companies are cash flowing, and I assume you're looking at that in terms of if they're going to need to raise money and also how this metals price is impacting their bottom line, because, again, gold is very much trading in the middle of this range, so you do need profitable ounces, not these marginal ounces that you are producing. What have some of your findings been in this aspect?
Well, last Christmas, we did this Christmas wish list where we tried to look at stocks, not for the alpha play, let's say, which is the one that's going to discover a new deposit that, you know, works in this current gold price environment, which we did invest in because we do think that exploration is an issue going forward, and we've seen joint ventures and earnings that basically drive that. Another issue for us is playing the beta, where we're not looking for an endogenous sort of event to say, oh, here's a new resource catalyst coming out. We're just looking for companies that are highly levered to the gold price. And we played that with a few companies in our Christmas wish list in December, and we sold that, most of it, prior to PDAC, and generated like a 50 to 70% return over a short period. And now I'm looking at doing the same thing into the summer, and maybe using an event like the Colorado Gold Conferences in September to be my event to sell. So in that, I've looked at a bunch of companies that potentially will get reduced in the GDXJ rebalancing, and I'm looking at those companies to see which ones have the high beta, have good working capital positions, and actually generate any free cash flow. And most of these are liquid, so that doesn't seem to be an issue. But as I'm looking at the free cash flow generation, and you know, I look at free cash flow yield to know what's cheap or expensive. And free cash flow yield is just basically the free cash flow per share that a company generates over their share price at the time. And I've noticed that, you know, the average of these 19 companies I'm looking at, the average free cash flow yield is like zero.
Well, that's not very good. That's not a good number to find in this study. But something that I do find interesting here, Joe, is that there has been a lot of money raised over the last, you could say, 6 months. And there is a lot of drilling going on. So I think there will be a lot of news coming out over summer. What are you planning on doing about this?
Yeah, I mean, the companies we're looking at don't need drilling to drive their stock. They're more the producers and cash-flowing companies that tend to release news on a quarterly basis and don't tend to flow a lot of news between the quarters. So we're not looking at this beta play with companies that are development or exploration plays that are drilling for resources or risking to a feasibility study. Most of these companies that we're looking at have assets. The other thing that we're trying to do is not hone in on single asset producers. We like more portfolio plays, such that if there is an impact within their portfolio, it won't be as big. And also we're looking for companies with their assets in geopolitically friendly jurisdictions as well, such that we don't have like something like an expropriation or something like an event like that also that would ruin our investment thesis. So yeah, you are right that we are seeing a lot of financings, and a lot of the financings are small, but it's definitely generating a lot of fervor among the juniors with respect to them being able to drill. But it seems like some of the assets that are being drilled need a much higher gold price to actually work.
So, Joe, it sounds like you guys are taking almost a shorter-term look at the markets over this summer to play maybe just a general move in some of these stocks, whether the gold price does drift higher or pop higher. This isn't, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but this doesn't sound like a long-term play for you guys.
Absolutely not. So this would be similar to the play we made around Christmas. That was about a two-month, three-month turnaround. And so that's just a short-term strategy on what we would call a beta play.
So does this mean bigger picture, you don't necessarily think the markets are going to go through a major pop?
No, I mean, I guess we have a long-term investment thesis on exploration in gold, if we're just talking about gold right now. And so those investments don't change. We still have those long-term, which are multiple-year investments in explorationists as well as in prospect generators. Nothing changes on that one. All we're doing is looking at adding a short-term, let's say, position in a basket of companies that potentially could give us leverage on a pop in gold over the summer as we go into September. That's all we're looking at.
Okay. Now, Joe, as maybe a longer-term outlook for the metals and some of these investments, do you find that you're paying a bit more attention to gold companies, gold explorers, or gold producers, or are you also looking at silver producers and silver explorers?
In terms of the precious metals, most of our focus to date has been on gold. The primary silver explorers tend to be just a lot more volatile, and it's hard to find one of those deposits that that really works in this current environment. Right now, gold has been more of our focus. Those things, those companies have found financing easier, and their financing risk has abated, and such that they're more in a position to drill and to generate catalysts right now.
Now, what about some of the base metals? Because last weekend's show, I did chat with your partner, Brent Cook, about zinc. But are there any other metals that you maybe aren't focusing on right now, but you are paying more attention to?
Definitely. I mean, in our letter, our first letter of the year, we sort of line up our thesis. And basically, we're focused on gold. But in terms of stage, we're more focused on exploration for gold rather than producers or developers. But for copper and zinc, we're not only looking at explorationists, we're looking at anything from exploration up to producers.
All right. Well, Joe, it's always great chatting with you. And as I've said before, I think that you and Brent have one of the best, if not the best, newsletter out there for people looking to invest in precious metal stocks. And even though right now you are looking at maybe shorter term plays, you do always have that eye on companies that will be buyout targets as the exit strategy. And I really respect that very much. And I appreciate you taking some time and joining us on our show. And as I mentioned, I hope everybody did enjoy this weekend show. As always, feel free to reach out to me at fleck@kereport.com if there are any companies, any other newsletter writers or analysts, and any other topics that you want to see us cover on the KE Report. Everybody have a great rest of your weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.